Congratulations. Was it nice just to be back out on the track, running races and winning?
Yeah, no, definitely. I love this stadium. It's incredible. It's got great memories, and the stadium's changed my life and in terms of becoming double Olympic champion. So it's important to come out tonight and win the race. And, you know, the public tonight was incredible in terms of the people, just how many people were here and even waiting at the end, even though I finished the race and still waiting and cheering for me. This is what motivates me, and I just want to say thank you, everyone who's come out and given me great support.
What was it like, that reception, when you returned here?
It just reminded me like 2012. I remember just walking in 2012, and the crowd were getting louder and louder, and I was just doing some strides and stuff, and then, you know, started the race, trying to switch off, and then towards the end of the race, they would just keep cheering and cheering, and, you know, they carried me through the line for sure.
You see, 5,000 metres. You seem in good spirits, you're smiling, you're happy, you're pleased just to be talking about running and winning races?
Yeah, it's important. You know, what I do best is run, and I enjoy what I do, so it's important that I just keep doing what I'm doing. And hopefully, you know, don't get carried away now and get ready for, you know, the World Championship is not too far away, so I shouldn't get carried away. Just, you know, hold my form now. I go to training camp tomorrow in south of France, and get ready for the World Champs in August.
And are you in good shape for that, Beijing?
Yeah, it showed tonight. Like, I mean, I'm not in bad shape. So, and then recently run under 3:29, 1500 meters. That was good too. So, it's getting there.
How easy have you found it to keep your focus over the last few months?
Hasn't been easy. It's never easy when you've got, well, three kids, wife, and, you know, you're away from them a lot. But at the same time, you know, it's what I do best is train, and yeah, it's been good. I've been in a training camp, and training's been going pretty well. But it hasn't been easy. But, you know, nothing's easy in life, I guess.
Do you find it yourself under more scrutiny at the moment, given all the swirling stuff which has been around you for the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's not a nice thing, but at the same time, what I do best is to run and do what I do. So I just got to keep doing that, stay motivated, which I am, and win races. And hopefully, you know, as long as I can just keep doing what I'm doing, and that's all I can do.
You keep yourself in a bubble, do you?
What bubble?
You keep yourself exactly where you want to be. Don't get distracted.
Yeah, for sure. You know, some things in life, you're not in control. So, well, you just got to be in control of what you can. And that's my running.
Okay, one other one. You got a hug from
Usain Bolt. Last question.
Which was, I mean, how much does that mean?
It means a lot. Hussein is a legend. We take it for granted for what he does. He's put athletics on the map. The same thing as I've said again. It's like Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson was the best manager by far with United, and in terms of depth, we bring in everything else. And as soon as he left, we realised how good he was. And I think it's going to be the same thing with Hussein. When Hussein goes, and I know it for sure, then we will realise how good he was. So, you know, it's like him who keeps us motivated and keep the sport.
Don't you think we appreciate him now? Because, I mean, he's a legend.
He's a legend, but I don't think we do appreciate as much as we should do. He's done everything.
Are you ready to assume his mantle then?
No, I'm just saying.